The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
As far as the conditions for acceptance of the Tawbah is concerned, there is a lot that we can talk about. So coming to the violation of the rights of other people, so when we do Tawbah and Istighfar, especially when it comes to Huququl Nas, just to say Astaghfirullah Rabbi, O Allah, I do Tawbah, words by itself, in case of violation of the rights of other people, has no meaning. Until these two items are done, you know, 5 and 6 in this list. And just to, you know, I'll share with you one statement from Amir al-Mu'minin in his khutbah number 176, where he says, the sin that will not be left unquestioned is the zulm and injustice of human beings against one another. We believe Allah is adil. That's our madhab. We believe Rasulullah is adil. He's just. We believe our imams are just. Before we expect that, you know, they have the power of shafa'at, remember they're also just. If we have violated the rights of someone else, their justice demands that first we redress that. And so this is where we have to look at it. And I'll just give you a very simple, you know, overview of this. Number one, moral rights, for example, where the violation could come. The example is ghibat, backbiting, or false accusation, which is actually double guna from the kabair. Because ghibat is that the defect or the weakness is there in the person. You are exposing him. Whereas false accusation means that, you know, you are accusing him of something which is not true. So that's a lie. And then spreading and, you know, tarnishing, you know, basically disgracing his reputation in the community. In that case, what happens? Especially backbiting. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He has never, ever described a sin with these most, you know, severe words other than ghibat. Where He says in Surah Hajarat, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. He says, ghibat and backbiting is like biting on the flesh of your dead brother. There's nothing worse in the description of the sins other than this in the Quran. And so this is a very serious matter. So what do we do? If the person is alive and asking for pardon is possible, then you have no choice but to go and ask that person's forgiveness before you say Astaghfirullah and Atubu ilayh. If the person is alive but asking pardon isn't possible, for example, you know he doesn't even know you did his ghibat. And if you think when you go and say, I did this, can you forgive me? He will be more angry with you. Before that, he didn't even know. Or maybe things can even become worse. Then what do you do? Or if this person is dead. So where asking pardon is not possible, there you do istighfar for that person. And number two, spread good word about that person, so that you will try to redress the situation and the harm done to his personality. When it comes to financial rights, you know, money and property, there are all different rulings. I'm just going through it very fast. If the amount is known and the owner is known, there is no solution but to hand over the property to the owner. And if you don't have the means to do that now, you should get, you know, it forgiven by him. If the amount is known but the owner is unknown, maybe something happened very long time ago, you don't even know. You know this is haram, but don't even remember who is the owner. You pay that in sadaqah on behalf of the owner, in charity. If the amount is unknown, but the owner is known, reverse of that. You know the situation, you know the person, but you don't remember the amount or the item. Then you have to go to the owner, try to compromise on a number or the value. And if you can't, you don't afford it anymore, then seek his pardon and forgiveness. And of course, there are different situations. If they cannot compromise, what do? You go to a religious judge and he will, you know, give the solution. If the amount is known but the owner is dead, go and find the heir of the deceased and pay to his heirs. If the heir is unknown to you, then you go back to the second case where you give this as charity on behalf of that deceased person. And if you don't even know whether he has the heirs or not, then you will treat as sahmul imam and you will hand it over to the mushtahid to be used appropriately. And finally, if the amount is unknown and even the person is owner is unknown, then basically you will pay an approximate value in charity on behalf of the unknown owner. And if it is all mixed up in your wealth, this is where the issue of radd mazalim will come, which means basically you are talking about redressing the injustice done to others, and so you will have to pay one-fifth of that as radd mazalim, as far as your whole, you know, wealth and you know, your property is concerned. And so this is where I think we had to realize that when we talk about tawbah, it's not just words. And this is where I wanted to emphasize the third and the fourth item in the statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then we go on to haqqullah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain violations, for example, drinking wine. This is haram. It has nothing to do with anyone else, but it is a violation of the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has forbidden it. How do you deal with that? Well, you can't do anything other than remorse, sincere remorse, you know, and forgiveness will be there. But if there is a way of compensation, repaying that, fulfilling the lapsed, you know, wajibat. For example, zakat and khums or hajj was wajib and he didn't do it. Remorse has to be there and it has to be, you know, done. As far as zakat, khums and hajj concerned, there is no issue of qaza. It's simply you have to do it. If it has to do with, you know, violating their haqqullah in case of not doing the obligatory prayers, remorse should be there, and you have to do it as qadha. Violation of the prohibitions of hajj, for example, ihram, for example. You went to hajj, you know, we violated certain things. This is just an example here. You had to basically be remorseful, and you had to pay the kafara for it. Or, for example, intentionally missing fasting in the month of Ramadan. The remorse has to be there, the qaza has to be done, and the penalty, kafara, also has to be paid. And then you say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. I don't mean to say you don't say it until that day. You know, what I'm saying is that constantly work on it. As, you know, you progress further, you know, the issue of acceptance will be there closer to us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.